not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Lord, give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ. Call him on the scene. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. Feel in my life it's a two-horse race, the black and the white. Lord, I must keep pace. Who will win this race? The choice is yours, the one you feed the most. He who began a good work in you is faithful to finish. His word is true. Let him in your heart, Lord, have your way. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. A change in my life now that Christ is in, a picture of him they can clearly see. More I want to die, I must decrease, for Christ myself for it. You are living, I'll only serve. I'll give you me, Lord, you really deserve. Your elect we are, called long before time. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. For I want to be what God wants me to be. Blessed assurance, this is my story, this is my song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Day of salvation, purchase of, oh, born of His Spirit, lost in His blood. This is my story. my story. Oh, my wonderful song is in my Savior. Perfect salvation, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. In the ring from above, echoes of grace, whispers of, this is my story, this is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior, oh, the day long. This is my story,
this is my song,
oh,
praising my Savior. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting,
watching and waiting,
looking above. This is my story. This is my song.
Oh,
I'm praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my song.
Oh, my song. I'm
praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Oh,
praising. One more time. One more time. All day long.
This is my story.
This is my story.
Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm
praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Oh, I'm
praising my Savior. Yes, Lord, we have our story. Our story is that, Lord, we love you because you first loved us and you purchased our salvation on Calvary tree. Lord, tonight also, we say thank you for your grace. The Lord, you have given us another time to be in your presence. Lord, tonight we know you are here with the whole host of heaven. You are here tonight to fulfill the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us. As we bow down our heads, let's just talk to him. Just say something to him. Say, Lord, I thank you for the day, my going out and my coming in. I bless you, Lord. I give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our working places, Lord. Thank you for our children today. They are back home for a break, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our homes, our wives, Lord, our husbands. We thank you, Lord. Father, above all, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. That you have made it, Lord, grace again unto us to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, God. Thank you for what you have done, O Lord Jesus, in this age. Oh, the gospel of salvation, Lord. Oh, through your prophet, O Lord Jesus, we have been called out. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Even, Lord, as we tend to your word tonight, Father, bless it, Lord. You are the author. And Lord Jesus, let the life in your word of God, O Lord, be our portion. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. As we are still standing, let's stand to Hebrews 10. As we read from the 21st verse to the 26th. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews 10, 21 to 26. God bless you, musicians. God bless all of you for coming. Hebrews 10, 21 to 26. And let's hear the word of God. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much and more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Praise God. These are the words of the Lord for tonight. And our topic is, look unto the high priest. Look unto the high priest. Amen. Let's pray once again. Lord Jesus, yes, tonight, even as the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills, and where cometh my help? My help cometh from you, Lord, which made heaven and earth. Lord, we lift up our eyes also, Lord, we see you, the high priest. Oh, who is over your church, O God? And Father, we know that you are in the midst of your church. Even as you said, oh, the seven stars that are in your right hands. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you built your own church, and the gaze of hell can never prevail against it. We thank you that you are here tonight, Lord, and to make your word alive, Lord, unto us. Bless your word, O God. Bless your people. Bless the church. Bless even our brethren that are not here. Bless our pastor. Bless the deacons. Bless the musicians. Bless our children, our wives, our husbands. Bless each and everyone, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May you be seated. Look to the high priest. Praise God. When you look, what do you see? As I was saying, the psalmist, he said he lifts up his eyes onto the hills. And what does he, what did he, what he was looking for? He was looking for help. Amen. He was looking for help. And he said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And he will never suffer my foot to be moved. Amen. Said, he that keepeth me will not slumber. Praise the Lord. The greatest of all watchmen. He will never slumber. He slumbers not. He sleeps not. Praise God. Every hour, every second, his eyes is upon his children. The high priest over the house of God. Amen. Now tonight, let's look at the high priest. And the high priest says unto us, he said, let us draw near with true heart. Let us draw near with what? With true heart. Amen. And what is in a true heart? What is in it? A true heart. On it is written the commandment of God. Praise the Lord. And what is the commandment of God? That ye love one another as I also love you. So when you are coming to the high priest, praise the Lord, a true heart, the love of God for your brother, for your sister, that is what you have to carry, the love of God approaching the high priest. Amen. A true heart. As he said in John 13:34, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And then 35, he said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one another. Amen. True heart. He said, let us draw near with a true heart. Let us draw near with the love of God upon our hearts. Loving one another. Amen. Brethren, you can't come to the presence of the Lord and harbor something against your brother, you get to your sister. See, the word of God, the truth, what true, that's the, is not a true heart. That you bring to what? To the house of God, to the presence of God. Let's watch this. With what? With a full assurance of faith. Amen. With full assurance of what? Of faith. But let us read something here again. Hebrews 8:10. This love. He said, for this is the covenant, that I will make with the house of Israel. This is the covenant he will make with what? With his church. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law into their minds and write them in their hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. The commandment is what? The love of God. He said he would. He will place it upon our minds and write them in our hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Praise the Lord. So, a true heart. God has already engraved. See, it has been engraved. You know how things are engraved? The same material is being what? Used to what? To write. Praise the Lord. You see, when you have a wood like this, let me see whether something has been engraved here. No, this is not engraved. This is something that has been put here. But when the wood itself is used to what? To make something like a cross here. Where is it? Where? Jesus saved. This also is not engraved. Amen. Let me see this one. It's not engraved. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, look at this. All these things here is the same material. It has been what? Engraved. Amen. It's nothing, no extra something from outside that has been what? Placed upon it. That is how God writes His commandment upon the heart of the people. Amen. It's not any other material that he takes and then put it there. No, sir. It's engraved. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, I will put my commandments upon their minds and upon their hearts. Brethren, that is what it is. Let us draw near with a true heart. And let's listen to what the prophet said in the message book, Why Are People So Tossed About? Preached in 1956. He said, the heart is the abode of God. See? The heart is what? Is the abode of God. God dwells not in the head, but in the heart. Praise God. God never dwells here. He dwells here. So God is not known by what? Theology. God is not known by mental what? Conception. God is not known by, but God is known by what? The old-fashioned, sanctified, born-again experience. That's in the human's heart. Amen. See? But he said, yet men and women live a good life and love God by mental conceptions. Let's watch it. You may be a nice brother, a nice sister, but has what? That love of God been engraved in your heart? Or is it just a mental conception? You may be a nice brother, a nice sister, but your love of God is just mental. It is not from the heart. But he said, let us draw near unto the high priest with a true heart. Praise God. But the real hiding place is in the heart. Hid with Christ. And when Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes into your heart, he said, He is in with your temperaments. See? When he's in the heart here. When it has been engraved, the love of God has been engraved in your heart. He said, he's with your what? Your temperaments. Praise the Lord. He's living his own life through his own will, through you. And the prophet even shouted, hallelujah. And we hear Paul even saying, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Not me that liveth anymore, but Christ that liveth in me. See, it's no more me, Paul, but it's Christ that is in me. That's doing his work. Christ living in the individual soul. What happens is that Christ speaks through the lips. Think through the mind, sees through the eyes, and acts through the temperaments. When Christ has come into the heart, when that love of God is in your heart, amen. Let us draw near to the high priest with a true heart. Now the prophet says something here. Now you truly have two different mental faculties. Two different mental faculties. You have one of them that is in your head by your brain. And the other is operated in your heart, which is called the soul. See? Two different what? Mental faculties. One is in the head through by the brain. And the other one, it comes from the heart. Brethren, let's watch these things. Many a time, probably, we are using this to what? To worship God. It is out of the way. Use what? Your mind, your thinking, your brains to worship? No, sir. It has to be your heart. That's the dwelling place of God. He said, now, they are very much disagreement many times as the head, the mind, and the heart. They are always what? In disagreement many times. He said, when the head seems to say something, the soul wonders whether it is what? It is right or not. But if it comes into the soul, the head has to what? Step back. Praise the Lord. Anytime you use your head, there is what the soul would work, would try to tell you, hey, that's wrong. But you go ahead and do it anyway, anyhow. But when it is from the heart, he said the head has no control. Praise the Lord. Because it's the heart now dictating to what? To the brains, to your mind. Let's draw near with a true heart. Let us tonight then, with a true heart, as the love of God, draw near and take notice. It is not what? It is not using your own mind or your own thoughts to worship the Lord. He said, let us draw near with a full assurance of faith. Praise God. And now, what is faith? Faith is our foundation. Faith is what? The foundation of everything in worshiping the Lord. We have already done it when we were doing what? The pyramid. Faith is what? Is the foundation. And the prophet said, now, our faith cannot rest upon anything. A Christian have his faith, must have a solid resting place. And the only resting place that a Christian, a true born again Christian, can rest his faith is upon the unmovable word of God. That's where we need to place our faith. He said, it isn't built upon the shifting sands of man's theology or doctrines. It's upon the church or upon any church affiliation. But a true believer, his faith rests solidly on shifting as he approaches the word of God. A Christian is not tossed about. A Christian doesn't run from place to place. A Christian doesn't fuse and fume and worry about things. A Christian rests. It's all over. It's all finished for the believer because he looks at Calvary. He says, sickness may come and disappointments, but the Christian at rest knowing this, that God is able to keep that which he has performed. Knowing that no matter what the thing is or how it looks, there's neither sickness, sorrow, death, there's neither starvation nor anything that can separate us from the love of God. He said, we are anchored. And the anchor holds. When the anchor holds, just like what? He said, one day he was at the port and he saw the waves just moving, just blowing, but yet the ship was what? Standing. Though it was what? Moving it left and right, but it wasn't what? Moving it what? Out from what? The port. Because the anchor has been what? Released. It has been what? Anchored. Amen. From the high seas, tossing up and down, that's what the world. Now the ship comes into the harbor. That is a quiet place. Amen. But when it comes there, it needs to be anchored. Because the waves will still want to blow. Praise the Lord. Now, we come to another letters again. It said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Look at the scripture very well. First, he said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil, from an evil conscience. Brethren, this is something that we always need to examine ourselves. Evil conscience. Thinking evil. Brethren, how can you approach the high priest? Hallelujah. With that evil conscience. You want to see something falling. You want to see that something will not be perfect. Brethren, this is a scripture that from tonight, when we decide to come to his presence, we make sure that we are what? Our conscience doesn't carry any evil. And even not only coming to church, because the presence of the high priest is wherever you go, he is there. Wherever you go, he is there. And this heart must not carry any evil conscience. Because the high priest cannot stay where there is evil. We remember one time in the wilderness, when the people had sinned, God asked Moses to take the ark of God out of the camp. Because he cannot be in the midst where there was sin. And anyone that wants to see him had to go beyond the camp. Praise the Lord. Now, just begin to ask yourself. Now the scripture is telling you here tonight that you come to the priest, the high priest with what? A true heart. A heart that is what? No, sprinkled from what? Evil conscience. Has it been so? Your body is washed with pure water. It's not the ordinary water that we use to take our shower on. No, he's not talking about that. Washed with what? Pure water. Praise the Lord. And then the second letters, that's verse 23. So let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Let us hold fast. The prophet said, I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. Knowing that we have this night, the high priest, sitting at the right hand of God in his majesty, making intercessions, then I want to hold fast that profession. Amen. Tonight, we want to believe that our Lord, he is seated on the right hand of majesty. What, doing what? Performing intercessions on our behalf. One thing is that if God is to open or to allow us to see the intercessions that God makes in our lives each hour, my brother, uncountable. If only he will reveal to us the number of intercessions God has to make on your behalf. My sister, my brother, is uncountable. But we don't see it. But you see, he's so merciful. His grace is always sufficient. Oh, he's a real God. Because all these intercessions that he does, and yet, we don't appreciate, we don't show any appreciation. But he's God. He looks at it. Even we, human, when from your heart you do something for a brother, you do something for a sister, and you don't see any appreciation coming from the person, you feel it. You feel a bit disappointed. Amen. Only one good you did, and you never received any kind of what? Appreciation. You find it what? Difficult to do another time again to that same person, isn't it? But the Lord, the intercessions that He's doing in the life of each and everyone, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, if the Lord will just reveal or open it up for us to see a while, you see how great our God is. Amen. He's seated there making that intercession. But now, how much do we recognize and esteem this grace? How much do we recognize this? You must recognize it by way of what? By way of really seeing that you sleep, even you wake up, you don't know how you woke up. It is what? The grace of God. Amen. If you know the forces that stands to fight against you, but always His Spirit raising that standard to protect you, you don't know it. Let's look at Job. Look at Job. What did Satan say? He said, you have made a wedge around him. Amen. See? You've made a wedge around him. The east, because he was going north, south, east, west. Looking for what? A way. And there was no way. Amen. Said, it's because you have made a wedge around Job. That's what the Lord has made around us. Protecting us. But where is the appreciation that we have been showing? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Like our father Abraham, he never wavered. Praise the Lord. Because he is faithful. He is faithful. That's what the Bible is saying. He is faithful that promised. Let's look at what? The 10 letters. You see, verse 22, he said, let us draw near with a true heart. Verse 23, he said, let us hold fast the profession. And then verse 24, he said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Let us what? Consider one another and provoke unto love. Do something to a brother, to a sister, that will provoke him, for him also or she also to do the same towards someone else. Provoking one another to love. But what do we see most of the time? We provoke one another to anger. We provoke one another to anger. And when we have done that, even to go and say, I'm sorry, it becomes difficult. Brethren, we can never approach the high priest with this kind of attitude. He said, how many have heeded the call of the high priest about restitution, which is all about what? Restoration. Praise the Lord. Let me read something. The prophet was just about to preach. As the topic was Revelation, as he was going to preach Revelation chapter 5, just as he was about to start preaching, a brother probably raised up his hand and he said, Brother Branham, excuse me just a minute, please. And he said, yes, brother. He said, I wasn't here last Sunday and I had got wind of what you were speaking about a few months ago. And I really was disturbed about it quite a bit. And I failed to come and tell you about it and tell Brother Neville. But I felt also that, you know, the wife and I made it a matter of prayer. And this morning, when I came in the tabernacle, I didn't know what had taken place. And one of the precious brothers came to me this morning and asked me to forgive him. And I think that was a fine thing. Then the prophet said, amen. And I think it's very commendable of the brother. And the prophet said, yes, sir. And he asked me to forgive him because he was trying to bring a doctrine to me. Yeah? And I would not accept it. And he asked me to forgive him this morning. And I did forgive him in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet said, amen. Thank you, Brother Ben Bryant. Now, that's exactly, I'm glad you said that. Brother Ben, you see, because that those men have been around everywhere making restitution. Now, that's real Christianity. That's Christianity at work. When your brother has done, you've done the brother wrong, you go to the brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that is Christianity. He said, that's Christianity at work. When they are wrong, go up and admit you're wrong. See? Stand up and say, I am wrong. Forgive me. Oh, hallelujah. Now, he said, if a guy tries to hide it back, then he's got something. He's what? Covering. Then the prophet said, again here, he said, when he went to a place to preach, and that morning, he said, the whole church, not knowing there were many what? Misunderstanding among the brethren. And you didn't know what? Before, this brother meets this brother, this sister meets this sister, and they what? They made restitutions before the prophet will preach. Praise God. And he said, when I seen that happened last evening, to see the entire group confess their wrongs and came up to make restitution. See, that means that there is a great possibility of a great sweeping revival across this island here that God will grant it. I believe that he will. If we will just believe him and have faith, he will do it. See, brethren, if we will not confess to one another and make that kind of restitution, you've wronged your brother. Go to your brother and say, brother, I wronged you. Forgive me. If we don't do it, brethren, it is difficult for any revival to go amongst the church. Because it becomes a spirit that what hovers over every kind of move. That is what always, there is what? Something that is fighting against it. Brethren, just a small leaven who can destroy the whole lump. Let's watch this. It's just so simple. You've offended a brother. Go to that brother and say, I'm sorry. Praise God. Why do we just with that hard heart, with all those stripes in our heart, then we approach the high priest. Oh my. Why has he said, approach me with what? A true heart. With your heart sprinkled from what? From evil conscience. And yet we carry this evil conscience. Evil thoughts. And still approach him. Oh my. Brethren, the prophet said, when I can see a woman on the street that's so low, stooped, immoral, or a man out of a bar room smoking and drinking and cursing and carrying on, in a few days' time, he's a sainted, godly person making restitution for all of his wrongs. He said, that shows something that has happened to that man. Praise the Lord. If we carry anything against a brother, carry it against a sister, brethren, let us what? Make things right. So let us provoke one another unto love. And if we have provoked someone unto anger, let us go and put things right. Brethren, let us do something in this house. Let us not keep anything against a brother, against a sister. Let's draw near to the high priest with a true heart. Amen. Our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience. Then verse 25 said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Oh my. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as much as more as we see the day approaching. Do we see that the day is approaching at all? Do we see it? Brethren, we need to exhort one another because the day is approaching. It's true that many probably because of good reasons they are not in church. But brethren, let's take notice of this. So that as many that constantly come to church here for prayer meetings in the weekdays, pray for one another. Amen. Pray for one another. Because there is something that is moving that needs only prayer. Amen. To break through. Praise the Lord. The scripture is saying we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But yet, that is what is happening. Brethren, do we take the word seriously? Maybe we are not seeing that the day is approaching. We are not seeing it. But the day is approaching. The day is approaching. For if we sin willfully, you see, then that becomes willful. If there's nothing that stops you, but yet you forsake the assembling of yourself together, then it becomes willful. And he said, if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more what sacrifice for sin. Brother, we are incurring what? The wrath of God. Let's turn to Romans. Let us not incur the wrath of God. Let's turn to Romans 1, reading from the 18th verse. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. God has shown everything. So there is no excuse. Come down to 21. He said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts was darkened. See? Brethren, when we go back toward Revelation 16, something happened. When you read Revelation 15 and 16, the wrath of God was poured. Amen. And now the wrath of God is poured against what? Ungodliness. All these things, if we live against them, it becomes ungodliness before God. Brethren, let us approach. Tonight, let us approach. Tonight, I never wanted to talk long. There are many things to say here, but I have to just cut everything because there is something upon my heart that we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray. So I've shortened everything. We need rather to what? To pray. Get down on our knees and pray. Let's approach tonight the high priest with a true heart. Let us start it from tonight. A true heart. Let's start it from tonight. Tonight, if there is something in your heart against a brother or against a sister, just leave it. Just when you go down your knees, say, Lord, tonight is the end. I will see that brother, I will see that sister, and make things right with him or with her. Praise the Lord. Let's start it tonight. And let's tell the other brethren, our wives who are keeping the children at home, let's tell everybody that now we are approaching the high priest who is over his house, who is over his church. We need to approach him with what? With a true heart. The love of God in our hearts. Having a heart sprinkled from what? An evil conscience. And our bodies washed with what? Pure water. The other day, we were talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Brethren, let us make sure that we have received that baptism. Get a hold of it. Get down on your knees. Say, Lord, in my life I still see that I've not yet got it. Help me, Lord. It's all about what? That same pure heart. Your conscience is not sprinkled with what? Evil. Praise the Lord. Let's start it tonight. As we are going to get down on our knees, everyone, we will kneel down tonight. Praise the Lord. We need to kneel down and pray tonight. Start it from tonight. A clear heart. Amen. Amen. And let us pray for the church. Praise God. Let's pray for the church. Pray the way how the Holy Spirit will lead you. Because there is something that is what? It's moving. And we need to want to put a stop to it. We need rather to provoke one another to love, not to anger. There is something. Brethren, how many are ready to pray tonight? Clear your heart. Clear your heart from every evil conscience. If you have aught against anyone, as you go down your knees, say, Lord, today is the last day. I hold nothing against that brother anymore. I hold nothing against that sister anymore. Help me, Lord. I am approaching you, the high priest, who is what over this church. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my heart, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. cleanses me from every sin and sets me free. Give me the second verse. I'll praise the Lord for cleansing me from sin, for fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I bent with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Let's go down on our knees. Let's get down on our knees. And as you go down on your knees, just remember one thing. Just remember, you are approaching the high priest. You are approaching the high priest. He said, let us go. Approaching the high priest tonight. So let us draw near him. Let's go to him with a true heart. Consider yourself now. Do you have that true heart tonight? If you need to make any confession, just confess to him. Lord, there is something wrong. I can't say that my heart is true. The love of God. If your heart is true, if you have a true heart, then carry a full assurance of faith into your heart. That he is more than able. To stop the enemy. The prophet has said, if we will forgive one another, if we will confess our sins, if we shall make restitutions, oh, there will be a restoration. Then a revival can sweep over. Oh, how we desire to see Pentecost once more again. Where they were with one accord, in harmony, breaking bread together, sharing things all together among them. That kind of love. True heart they had. True heart they had. Those apostles. And if we got to believe that the seed, that same seed, oh, has come up to maturity in this our day. Then why are we not seeing that same harmony? That same joy. Why are we not in one accord? Oh, High Priest, tonight, if we had approached you before with evil conscience, Lord, tonight we thank you, God, that you have cleansed us from every sin. And we will come back, Lord, with a true heart to God. We will come back, Lord, with our conscience, Lord, oh, without any evil. We will come back, Lord, rejoicing in your name. We will come back loving one another. We will come back with a true spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Come, give us the last song then. Let's depart. True heart. Let us from today approach him. Come to him with a true heart. Let's do away with every conscience, evil conscience. Let's love one another. Let's provoke one another to love. If there is something from today, just go to that brother, go to that sister, tell her, tell him, I'm sorry, forgive me. And if anyone comes to you also, ask him for forgiveness, say, I've forgiven you. Embrace that one. Go down on your knees and thank the Lord for putting the devil to shame. God richly bless you.
Give me the root of religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
It's good enough for me.
Old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time time religion, it is good enough for me.
That old time Holy
Spirit and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old time
religion.
Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's enough for me. It'll make you stop your lying. It'll save you when you die. It'll stand the devil flying. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Old-time religion, that old-time religion is good enough for me. So good I want no other, for it makes me love my brother, and it brings things under cover. It's good enough for me. No, give me that old-time. No, give me that old-time
religion.
No, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time. God richly bless you.
Give me that old-time.